at 7.
Breaking news, the illness that's put former President Bill Clinton in a California hospital tonight.
More breaking news, a small plane crashes into a front yard, injuring at least 4 people, what we've just learned.
It's really kind of left my members in a fog, and they're feeling a sense of betrayal almost.
Dozens of San Francisco police officers are on leave tonight for refusing to get vaccinated. Do they have a case to keep their jobs?
For an individual to step back and say, my personal beliefs should trump the public need to be safe in a public area, I think that's just a very difficult battle.
Plus, a new vaccine mandate looming for BART workers and why there could be some exceptions for them.
New details on the Bay Area mom accused of throwing wild sex parties for teens. The disturbing discovery investigators made in her new home out of state.
And when it comes to working out, does the time of day make a difference? Our original report on the new discovery that even surprised the experts.
First, breaking news. Within the past 45 minutes, word that former President Bill Clinton is hospitalized in California right now, being treated for an infection. A spokesman says it's not related to COVID. Clinton was admitted to UC Irvine Medical Center last night. His doctors say after 2 days of treatment, he is responding to antibiotics well. And this from Clinton's spokesman just a few minutes ago, quote, he is on the mend, in good spirits, and is incredibly thankful to the doctors, nurses, and staff providing him with excellent care. Good evening. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ken Bassita. Now to our other breaking story near Sacramento. At least 4 people seriously hurt when a small plane slammed into the front yard in the rural community of Wilton. The initial impact sent up a plume of smoke that could be seen from Sacramento about 20 miles away. Reporter Steve Large is at the scene.
Well, it's not very often you can get this close to a plane crash and show the wreckage in the immediate aftermath, but that's what we have right here. We're in Sacramento County in Wilton in a front yard, and what you're looking at right now is the wreckage of this plane, and you can see it burst into flames and started a fire. There were people on this plane, 4 in all, a man, a woman, and 2 teenagers, sounds like a family. They were all able to get out of this plane, and someone who was driving by stopped before firefighters, before first responders stopped to help. Here's his account.
I encountered the female, the only female that was in the plane. I asked her, hey, how many people? She said 4. There was 3 out there, and then the guy that was life-flighted, actually, I saw him come like army crawling out of the flames because his leg was broken. So I stopped him and had him just roll away and sprayed him with my fire extinguisher.
And one more look at this plane wreckage, and you can see from the trees burnt around it just how explosive this fireball must have been. The 4 individuals all taken to the hospital in critical condition, including burns. The woman was also pregnant. I'm Steve Large in Wilton, KPIX 5.
Our other big story at 7, more than 100 San Francisco police officers have been taken off the streets tonight. The city says they are a threat to public safety because they are unvaccinated. So what happens now?
One labor attorney tells KPIX 5's Kenny Choi those officers don't really have much of a case.
Despite the latest numbers, the head of the police union is saying that response times will be impacted. The numbers continue to improve even today, and the majority of officers are vaccinated. The question now is what happens to those who refuse to get a shot?
The concern would be that if we don't have the visibility or the staffing on the streets, you know, it could impact the crime level.
SFPOA wanted a testing option instead of mandated vaccines. The police union says many religious and medical exemptions its officers applied for weren't handled in a timely manner.
It's really kind of left my members in a fog, and they're feeling a sense of betrayal almost.
The police chief addressed the dozens of officers, now 76 as of late this afternoon, who are still unvaccinated and now placed on administrative leave while waiting for hearings and not allowed to interact with the public on the streets.
Those employees will be sent to the police commission for a non-disciplinary hearing for release from employment.
If an officer without a medical or religious exemption is eventually terminated for not getting vaccinated, one lawyer we spoke to says any future legal battle against the city appears unfavorable for those refusing to get a shot.
My recommendation will be not to push this issue with the employer. I don't think they're on the strong side.
Bob Asa is a labor attorney at Duane Morris.
You're dealing with the general goodwill of the public health, for an individual to step back and say, my personal beliefs should trump the public need to be safe in a public area. I think that's just a very difficult battle.
In San Francisco, Kenny Choi, KPIX 5.
Now tonight, BART employees are on the clock to comply with a brand new vaccine mandate there. They have until December 13th to be fully vaccinated or obtain a valid exemption. The new policy adopted today does not currently include a frequent testing option, but it doesn't take it off the table either in terms of future talks with the unions. BART estimates that about 20 to 25% of its nearly 4,000 employees remain unvaccinated. Big question, how could this impact service or safety? And we're digging into that right now, and we'll have some answers for you at 11 o'clock. With the case rates continuing to trend downward, San Francisco and Marin will begin easing masking requirements tomorrow for offices, gyms, and other small indoor settings where everyone is vaccinated and no one is under the age of 12. Meanwhile, Contra Costa County just announced that it will do the same beginning on November 1st.
The Los Gatos mom, accused of throwing secret sex parties for teens, is suspected of doing the same thing in Idaho, where she and her sons moved earlier this year. Now, authorities say they found 12 underage boys and girls at the 47-year-old's home northeast of Boise. When she was arrested last weekend, Bay Area prosecutors say she hosted teen parties in Los Gatos for about a year, sometimes using social media to lure them to her home and providing alcohol, condoms, and encouraging sex acts, sometimes non-consensual. O'Connor faces 39 charges here in California, including felony child endangerment, sexual battery, and providing alcohol to a person under 21.
Well, tonight, Hayward police are warning the public about a potentially deadly drug disguised as candy. An officer sees this substance, which looks a lot like bubble gum. They say it tested positive for fentanyl, and they suspect the colors are not random.
Yellow is one of them, blue is another one of them, and each of the colors symbolize a different level of potency.
The fentanyl is 40 times more toxic than heroin. Police say that it can also come in pills, powder form, or be contained in other drugs such as methamphetamines.
Well, taking a look at your top headlines, just minutes ago, we learned a federal appeals court is once again allowing Texas to continue banning most abortions. The verdict denies a Justice Department request to immediately halt the law. The Texas legislation bans most abortions once cardiac activity is detected in a fetus, usually around 6 weeks. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has now allowed the law to stand 3 times since August. An FDA advisory panel has signed off on Moderna booster shots for older and at-risk Americans. The committee will weigh in tomorrow on whether Johnson & Johnson recipients should get that second dose. Final decisions from the FDA are expected next week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in San Francisco today to push President Biden's Build Back Better plan. Using the Cal Academy of Sciences as a backdrop, she highlighted the climate component of the $3.5 trillion spending plan. It's focused on cutting greenhouse gases and steering the energy and transportation sectors toward clean power.
This is our moment. We don't have any more time to wait. We have a moral responsibility to pass this planet on to future generations in a way that is responsible.
And the Coast Guard says an estimated 25,000 gallons of crude oil spilled into the sea in that pipeline leak off Huntington Beach. That's based on the oiling seen on the shore there. And it's actually the best case scenario. Ken, 25,000 gallons was the low end of the initial estimate. The top end was 132,000 gallons of oil.
Dodged a bullet, baby, yes, on that one. Elizabeth, thank you for that. A homeless housing battle heating up in San Jose tonight.
The city wants to build 176 interim housing units at the site of a longtime encampment at Branham Lane and Monterey Road. The state-funded project would include round-the-clock security and access to support services, but more than 500 locals have signed a petition to move it elsewhere.
Also tonight, Mountain View plans to keep parts of Castro Street closed to cars for good. The outdoor dining space it provides has kept downtown restaurants and bars in business during the pandemic, and a city survey found widespread support for a permanent pedestrian mall.
I enjoy eating outdoors and feeling like we're in Europe, but we're in America. There's tables and unique look for every restaurant. It's just an atmosphere of community. It's vibrant.
And the Chamber of Commerce says the European-style look is temporary until they come up with a final design in 2023. Some big news from the art world tonight.
It has to do with a little painting by Banksy that shredded itself immediately after it was first sold for more than $1 million. Even though the work called Love Is in the Bin was trashed, it's still a treasure though. In fact, it's worth even more now. It was just auctioned off again for a staggering $25 million. So is it just, I wonder though if you get the shreds at the end of it all? Yeah, we have to see more of that. Well, thank you for watching. The news continues streaming on CBS and Bay Area.
We'll see you back here at 11.